Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Internet world. Welcome to The Cross in the Desert, speaking hope and freedom to Iran. I'm your host, Randy L. Noble, and I want to say thank you once again for taking time out of your busy life to join me on the broadcast today. Today is Thursday, August 6th, 2020. It looks like the summer is really starting to wind down as we head toward the busy and life-changing fall. We will see what happens. As we head into the fall and the cold and flu season, I'm praying very soon for a vaccine to be available and for this virus to depart and leave us alone forever. This morning on the program, I want to focus in on what's happening in Portland, Oregon. What's been going on the last several months, we have witnessed nothing more and nothing less than rioting, violence, anarchy, Antifa, and just recently, something that really gripped my attention was these rioters, these subhuman people, I call them, burning the American flag, burning crosses, and burning Bibles. Now, as a Christian, that gets my attention right away. And I understand a lot of this is done for media attention. I get that. But now you are attacking not only the foundation of America, but you're attacking the foundation of my faith and the faith of millions of Christians. And we can excuse it in saying they're just trying to do it to get attention. But this is, to me, as I watch these videos, a satanic attack. People that really don't realize just exactly what they're doing, that sin has such gripped their hearts and blinded their eyes. I want to take just a couple of minutes this morning and listen to a special report from CBN News on just what we're witnessing happening every day in Portland. Let's listen.
Tear gas, tossing Bibles into fires, and burning the American flag. Just the latest from nightly riots that have drawn thousands to this city park in front of Portland's federal courthouse. Some say they're just protesting for racial justice. Others want to defund the police nationwide. Windows were smashed, buildings defaced, and fires burned nightly around the courthouse. But Portland Mayor and Police Commissioner Ted Wheeler ignored the conduct, even joining the protesters in calling for federal police to leave the area.
The reason I'm here tonight is to stand with you no matter what. I stand with you.
So we've seen lots of different kinds of kind of makeshift weapons out here. Shields, baseball bats, tennis rackets, green lasers, frozen water bottles, glass bottles, things like that. So the protesters beat on the doors of the federal building over here for about 10 minutes, essentially begging the cops to come out. The cops finally obliged, came out, and pushed everybody back. And now it's kind of a standoff. We'll see where it goes from here.
While many of the signs call for the police to be defunded or abolished, it's clear their intentions are not to increase personal freedom. Antifa agitators could be seen blocking roads and trying to limit the freedom of the press.
Film the cops, not the protesters. Film the cops, not the protesters.
When a black Trump supporter was discovered in the crowd, protesters immediately called in the mob.
I have his Instagram right here!
We have your Instagram up!
It was abundantly clear most of those protesting want to become the police, not abolish them. Some local Christians have been trying to be positive in the midst of these riots.
As a leader, I'm often asked to speak. And during this entire period, I've said, I just want to listen. I have trouble with people who set fires on purpose, for people who write graffiti all over the place and stuff like that, who bash in windows and loot stores. I have a real problem with all of that. But that's why inside I'm saying, Lord, you've got to help me understand what that person sees that I don't.
Tensions eased somewhat over the weekend as federal agents were replaced by Portland police officers who must follow much more restrictive rules of engagement. But that didn't stop protesters from burning American flags and even Bibles. How that relates to racial justice wasn't immediately clear. But Pastor Hennessy says there is a role for Christians to play.
We need to pray for the ability to listen, to learn, and to find out how God wants us to engage.
From Portland, Oregon, I'm Chuck Holton for CBN News.
Well, I have to just comment on what the pastor is saying. Certainly, we want to talk to these protesters. We want to witness to them. We even want to listen. But what I'm seeing to me is what Scripture describes as people who are absolutely ruled by the power of sin. And the Bible says that there is no fear of God before their eyes. And so I think we need to also condemn and confront this kind of behavior. But I want to go to the deeper issue this morning about the burning of Bibles. You know, you saw this practice, if you're a student of history, of what the Nazi Party did as they took hold of Germany and were gaining power in 1936 and 37. They began to assimilate, that is, and gather up all of the books that they didn't agree with, Jewish books, everything they could think, threw it in a pile and burned it. They begin to systematically take over the culture in Germany to anything that did not conform to Nazism, and their philosophy and theology was burned. And so when I see individuals do something like this in Portland, and even though, again, they're doing it for a media attention, I'm sure, but still, that kind of spirit, that kind of practice is alarming to me. That there are people in this country that don't appreciate our freedom and take the very foundation of the Christian faith and toss it in a fire and burn it. It doesn't shock me, I guess, because that's what sin does. It blinds us. But again, I want to talk about this issue with us this morning because you as a Christian, if you're listening, you've got to be just outraged and disturbed by this practice. And let me explain what I mean. I have a specific page on Facebook called Praying for the Persecuted Church. And it gets a lot of good traffic, and I'm very thankful for that. And a lot of the stories on my Praying for the Persecuted Church page is about persecuted Christians, for instance, in North Korea, hungry and thirsty for the Word of God. They are being put in labor camps for being Christians. They are tortured and in some by the Communist Party for being Christians. These people would do anything in the world they could to receive a copy of the Bible and have it in their hands. And years ago, Brother Andrew, the founder of Open Doors, made it his mission to have Bibles secretly smuggled into North Korea. The North Koreans are hungry and thirsty for the Bible that they're burning in Portland. These people have no idea what they're doing. This is the life-changing, transforming Word of God. This is God speaking to everyone through the pages of Scripture, the Word of God, which changes the heart. The Bible calls the Word of God sharper than any two-edged sword. This is the Bible that the reformers of the 16th century wanted to have printed for the common person, were put to death at the stake. The reformers gave their lives for Scripture. The Christians were put in the lion's den, in the arena, and put to death for worshiping Christ and holding fast to Scripture. This is the life-transforming Word of God that people in Iran, in North Korea, in China give their lives for. And yet, when you turn on the news here in America, you witness demented people taking this precious book, burning it. And we ought to be outraged. I want to tell you a story this morning for those of you that follow me. And you know about the subjects I talk about. I have two precious friends, Miriam Rustampour and Marzia Amorizadeh, who grew up in Iran, and one day their lives were transformed by the power of Christ. They became Christians. They left Iran and traveled to Turkey to take some Bible theology classes to become more sufficient in Scripture and more educated in what the Bible taught. They came back to Iran, and they made a pact, and they prayed to God. They wanted to share their newfound faith with hungry and thirsty Iranians, and they were able to get a hold of some New Testament, many New Testaments, in fact, 20,000, and they began to go out in the streets of Tehran and share the Bible. And many Iranians were so happy as they shared to have such a precious book in their hands. These two young women were caught and were put on death row in 2009 for distributing Bibles in Tehran, but God miraculously freed them from that. My same two friends who now live in Atlanta, Georgia, were looking at television or on the internet just a few days ago, watching these groups of people in Portland burning Bibles. And I want to read to you something that my friend Marzia Amorizadeh said about that. She said, "Watching these videos really breaks my heart. We were supposed to be executed by hanging for just believing in Jesus and reading Bible. You can't even find a Bible in any bookstores in Iran. People are thirsty to find the truth, and many are suffering and persecuting because of their faith in Jesus, because of having a Bible. In addition, during the mass demonstrations in November 2019, a peaceful protest against the regime for raising the price of oil and its corruption, 7,000 people brutally got arrested," she writes, "tortured, and thousands were shot and murdered by the regime. Today, many of them are getting executed in Iran, and no one hears their voices. Here," Marzia says, referring to this video, "we see people easily burning the Bible, setting fire to the cross, disrespecting the American flag and do not appreciate their freedom and their true leaders. This is what exactly makes the Islamic Republic regime happy. The ISIS of regime Iran brainwash the Iranian people since the revolution in 1979 to say death to America, death to Israel, and burn the American flag and step on it. Today, the majority of Iranian people chanting death to the Islamic Republic and refusing to put their foot on the American flag, and they respect it. Do you remember back when Soleimani was executed by President Trump, a missile attack, a drone attack? The Iranian people, it shows a video of them stepping around an American flag in the center square in Tehran. It's put there deliberately for Iranians to step on it and disrespect it. And, of course, it's a media event. And there was a video of these Iranians who refused to do that because they love our country. These are Iranians living in a dictatorship government that refused to step on the American flag. And yet, look at what's happening in Portland. American citizens, if you call them that, burning Bibles, burning crosses, and burning the American flag. And Marzia says, these people do not have any idea what it's like to really live under a dictator. She's referring to the people in Portland and the satanic regime like the ISIS regime of Iran and what it means. They do not know exactly what a dictatorship government really means. They do not deserve this freedom. This is my Iranian friend Marzia Amirzadeh reflecting on the videos in Portland, and she's saying, do you have any idea what you're doing? Are you blind? Are you sick? My Iranian people refuse, many of them, to even step on an American flag. They have more respect from Donald Trump than you do living in the United States, and you people are burning the flag and burning Bibles. And they're American citizens now, Mary and Marzia, and they're saying, you don't deserve this freedom. When you do what you do, it almost cost us our lives for handing out the Bible, and you burn it. Sad. I want you to hear right now a short interview with Miriam Rostenpour as she describes what her and Marzia did before they were arrested. Let's listen.
Yeah, you know, after we finished our leadership and theology classes in Turkey, we realized that we both had the same passion for evangelizing Iranians because we knew the hearts of millions of Iranians. We knew that they don't have access to Bible and they are very thirsty to know the truth about God. That's why we prayed together and we decided to return, even though we knew it was very dangerous for two women to return to Iran and start evangelizing Iranians. But we knew it was from God and He was protecting us. We returned to Iran. We prayed for a few months because we didn't know how to do it. And He gave us a vision, and we decided to start evangelizing people by distributing Bibles. Actually, we had two different missions. During the days, whenever we wanted to go out, we had like 7 to 8 New Testaments. They were small. We would carry them in our purses. And whenever we went for shopping, eating at restaurants, just doing our chores, we had those New Testaments with us, and we would start a conversation with the strangers in the streets, and we would just talk about everything. And then we would start a conversation about Christianity, about the message of salvation. And as Marzia mentioned, most of them were so receptive. I can say during the 4 years that we were evangelizing people, we did not even have one bad experience. Everyone was so open. And sometimes they would cry in the streets, and they would say that we were praying for years to find the Bible. Sometimes they would say that we had visions and dreams. And that was so encouraging for both of us, and it was a confirmation from the Lord that what we were doing was right. And we would talk to those people. Sometimes we would invite them to our house churches, but we had a different mission during the nights for distributing Bibles because it was dangerous and we had to be cautious. Both of us would carry about 114 New Testaments in our backpack, And we would just, start going to an area and distribute those Bibles by putting them in mailboxes. Actually, before we started that mission, we bought a huge map of Tehran and we put it on the wall. And from the north part of the map, we started our mission for distributing those Bibles. And I remember every time we would go to one area and distribute those Bibles, we would return home, circle that area, and we would pray for that area, for the people who would receive those Bibles. We don't have much time today to share all details, but later, when we moved to the U.S., we started traveling to different states, to other countries to share our story. And, in other countries, like when we were in Australia, we met two of those people who received one of those New Testaments in their mailboxes. And by just reading one New Testament, the whole family came to Christ. And they were thanking us, and they were saying that we were praying for years to meet those people who put this New Testament in our mailbox. So there were many stories, amazing stories like this, but we know that, there were 20,000 Bibles, and we know God will use every single one of those Bibles.
Miriam Rustempour and Marzia Amorizeda were put on death row for distributing Bibles in Iran in 2009 and miraculously set free. They were crying when they met them to have a copy of the New Testament. It just moves me to tears to hear that beautiful story and grieves my spirit to know that people here in America that don't understand their freedom are burning the very treasure chest that Iranians love. I want us to hear a song right now that talks about the precious word of God. This is a song called "The Word Stands Forever," Russia on the Cross in the Desert. the powerful worship music of Russia, and the word stands forever. It's a quote from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8, 1 Peter 2, 24, 25. The grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of God stands forever. The inerrant, life-transforming word of God. The story of Miriam Rostompor and Marzeya Amorizeda and their incredible story can be found in a book called Captive in Iran. It came out about 7 years ago, and it's a book that absolutely transformed my life. It is so incredible. It's a story you really need to read, and you will learn about what they went through for handing out Bibles in Iran. We need to pray for the people in Portland that are burning scripture. They really don't understand what they're doing. As Jesus, when he was hanging on the cross and dying for our sins, said, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing." It's sad when people in our country take our Bibles, trash them, burn them, take our precious blood-bought freedoms for granted. All we can do in many ways is pray for them to come to the knowledge of the truth. I really wanted to say thank you so much for spending time with me this morning on the program. Every Monday and Thursday at 9:30 Central Standard Time, I talk about the issues in Iran, and today I'm talking about the issues in my country and talking about two precious friends, two Iranian friends that have changed my life. So I want you to have a great week and a great weekend, and I will see you next Monday on the Cross in the Desert. God bless you.